someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
The sesquicentennial of Howard University is on the horizon. For nearly a century and a half, this university has balanced leadership and excellence and made truth and service our cornerstone. We have prepared generations of those frequently overlooked and have changed the world in the process. As we approach our 150th anniversary in 2017, we know the time is always now to make a difference. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and joining me today on the journey are the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee, Law School Dean Daniel Holly Walker and Howard alum Calvin Hadley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk a bit about the significance of the sesquicentennial in your own words, as you co-chair the committee and as you've been interacting and engaging all corners of our community. What is your sense of the significance of the sesquicentennial in and of itself?
Yeah, I think the sesquicentennial is going to be a very important moment for the Howard community, alumni, staff, faculty, students, to feel a sense of not only exploring the legacy of the university, but reflecting on what we're doing currently and also taking a really deep dive into what the future of the university is. So, and I also know that Howard's sesquicentennial is going to have an impact not only on our community here in DC, but the national community and the world. Howard is such a beacon for the education of all students, and especially for African-American students, that I think this is going to have a major impact throughout the nation.
Now, tell me what your relationship with Howard has been prior to you joining us as a dean.
Yeah, one of the reasons I think it's going to have a big impact is because Howard had a major impact on me very early in my educational career. So when I was a junior in college, I had a professor who showed us a movie called The Road to Brown. In The Road to Brown, if anyone hasn't seen it, this is a fantastic movie. You can get it on Vimeo and some of the other services. But it is a movie about Charles Hamilton Houston and his work with the faculty and students of Howard Law School to really change the constitutional history of the United States and the strategies that eventually led to Brown versus Board of Education. So I saw that movie and I was so inspired by Charles Houston's story that I decided to do my senior thesis in college on Charles Houston, which led me here to Howard. So I came, spent about 2 weeks at Moreland and really had a chance to go into the archives of people like A. Mercer Daniel and other standouts from the law school. And it really showed me that that's the path that I wanted to be on for the rest of my life, to really work on issues of civil rights and education. And unbeknownst to me, it would actually lead me here to Howard and into the role that Charles Houston held, which I would have never dreamed at 20 years old that I would have the honor and the privilege to serve as the dean of this most extraordinary law school. So Howard had a huge impact on me. And I know it does when I go around the country and I hear the stories from people around the world about how Howard in the law school has inspired them to really become lawyers, to work on civil rights. It is a huge legacy that we have to celebrate, and also what we're doing right now that really follows in that legacy.
And Mr. Hadley, you obviously work in my office on strategic initiatives and as well as the student ombudsman. But being a Howard alum, tell me what your perspective is of the significance of the sesquicentennial.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, like a number of Howard alum around the world, are completely indebted to the university. So I really credit Howard with transforming my life. And as a part of the Howard community, I've seen that it's changed people's lives around the world as well. We think about Howard and his impact on the community, and we thought about the title, The Time Is Always Now. And one of the reasons we did that is because of the impact that Howard University has had on the global community. So at Howard University, when we look at our television screens and our newspapers today, we'll see a number of things that may be disheartening to people in our community. And for people at Howard University, we think the time is now for us to act. The time is now for us to lead in policy, to create an environment that will be successful for us as well as for the people that come after us. Well, at Howard University, we've always thought the time is now, right? In 1920s, when Mordecai Wyatt Johnson was the president of this university, it was necessary for the university to act in a way that would pave the way for the future then. And the truth of the matter is that in the future, we will also need to do the same thing at Howard University. So when we think about celebrating the sesquicentennial at Howard and really better understanding what Howard University has contributed to this world, I often think about the term, the time is always now, because at Howard University, we are always changing our communities, we're always changing the nation, and ultimately, we're always changing the world.
Yeah, I think that captures the essence of it well. You've mentioned the theme that we're using, the time is always now. Can you give us some of the background on how the committee came up with that theme?
Sure, yeah. So again, and just kind of elaborating a bit, when we thought about the theme, we wanted something that would talk about our past, our present, and our future at Howard University. When we think about our positioning, as Dean Holly Walker mentioned, she was impacted greatly by this institution after never having actually studied at this place. I remember myself as an undergraduate student studying abroad in Ghana and wearing a Howard University shirt in Elmina, Ghana, at outside of the slave castle, and an alum running up to me and embracing me with a tremendous hug as a part of the Howard community. So Howard has really a grasp all over this globe. And one of the things that we wanted to do with our title was capture that grasp. So what does Howard University mean, not only to the alum, not only to the president, not only to the person that would come here and be the dean of the law school, but what does it mean to the person that never actually gets a chance to step foot on Howard University's campus? So as we thought about that, we wanted to really frame our celebration about our past, our present, and our future. And we thought about Howard always stepping to the plate to change what our future will be. So again, as we think about our current time and as we think about the current context of the time, one of the things that we wanted to do is make sure that Howard University is positioned as that institution that has been able to affect, again, not only the current students, not only the current population, but those populations far beyond the reach of our students.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Planning Committee, the dean of the Howard University School of Law, Daniel Holly Walker, and Howard University alum, Calvin Hadley. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, just to change gears a bit, what are some of the tangible things you want to get out of the programming and the celebration that you have specifically? And I guess as you speak to that, how can people participate or anticipate participating?
That's great. So we have, we will have a website for the sesquicentennial, and we also have an email address that people can send us ideas, because the sesquicentennial is really meant to be a whole range of events and also tangible products that people can really look to as we go beyond the 150th. So we hope to have a number of events, including major conferences, master classes, competitions for students to have ideas about what is the best next idea on climate change, what is the best next idea on diversity in tech. So we want students, faculty, and staff and alumni to come up with ideas for various events, but we're also going to put out major publications surrounding the sesquicentennial, including an issue of the Howard Magazine, a commemorative book, and other things that will help us to celebrate in that way. And we also want people to take this back to their own community. So not just events here on campus, but we're hoping that around the country, alumni groups and others will celebrate the sesquicentennial.
Now, along with that, for students in particular, so they are here at an unusual time. Mm-hmm. You get to celebrate the 150th as a student. Some of them will graduate next May. How do you capture for a student in that short passage of time, how are they going to be involved and captured? Do you have student representatives on the committee presently?
We do. So we have a number of student representatives on our current sesquicentennial committee. And the idea is that we want to receive those same event requests, those same proposals from our student body population that Dean Holly Walker just spoke about. So currently, not only do the representatives bring ideas from their constituent groups, but we also have given the ability for student organizations, fraternities, sororities, classes, et cetera, to submit ideas directly to us that will then be implemented with the sesquicentennial celebration.
Okay. And then you touched on something earlier that I'd like Dean Holly Walker to comment on, and that is that for those who don't have the opportunity to come here, for those who may never come here, but may be reached by our website or be reached by a live streaming of an event or be reached by a video or be reached by a publication such as a commemorative book, what would you like them to take away from that particular experience?
I think I want them to take away the key values and ideas that this university puts forth. So obviously excellence, leadership, truth and service. And I think to understand that when you have a university that is really a beacon, as this one has been, that it's very important, especially in turbulent times like today. So we think, where is the next leader coming from who will help deal with criminal justice reform? How we tackle things like health disparities, how we tackle things like environmental racism in our communities. I think that Howard can be inspirational in saying that that leadership, those ideas, those policies come from right here, right, from inside our own communities, and give us an opportunity to say, even if you're not here, here's what Howard has been able to do in the past, the present, and what we're going to do in the future. Be inspired by that idea. When I had my family reunion here, people from all over the country this summer, and we had one of our events at Blackburn, and I walked all of my cousins who are ages, you know, in their early 20s, down to little kids, and the inspiration that they had just from seeing, you know, all of the buildings all named after people who look like them.
Well, for 150 years, as we stated in the opening, that the university has served humanity in the best way. However, I would also submit that we sometimes probably underappreciate that being in its bowels every day and dealing with the day-to-day of it. With that in mind, Mr. Hadley, maybe you can tell us from an appreciation point of view, why? Why appreciate the Howard University and how?
Personally, I'll say that Howard University has meant the world to me, and I think that we've meant the world to the nation. So when we think about Howard University, I think we have to think about not only the contributions that we see on Thursday on network television or Tuesday on network television, not only the contributions that we see in the Supreme Court, and the various decisions, but I think that we have to think about the ways that we are helping to shape the conversation now with the great strides of our students, our current students who are on campus today. I think that we have to currently think about the way our alum who are in media are helping to shape the things that we are receiving every day. Every day that I turn on the television or every day that I read the newspaper, I see the footprint of Howard University on this country.
Now, with 70 to 80,000 alum, over 100,000 degrees being conferred, but 70 to 80,000 living alum. Mm-hmm. The impact is broad, and obviously not every one of those folks, to your point, are on television or, you know, household names. And one of the things that I try to take away is that every single one has some significance and importance. What about the 150th can people personalize in their own way to make it their own 150th celebration?
I think it's important for us to do exactly that, to take what are the individual achievements of our alums and how they've impacted communities around the country. So, for example, in Chapel a few weeks ago, someone asked, how many people in the audience have been treated by a Howard dentist, right? So we know that with our dental school, for example, every community in this country has dentists who are there because Howard is here, right? And so I think those, you don't have to be on TV or be, you know, a Supreme Court justice or be any of our most famous alum to say, I went back to my community. So as we celebrate our individual achievements, it adds up to the collective impact of what Howard has meant all over the country. And so that's why I think it's important for us to really hopefully have sesquicentennial events that are not just here in D.C., but for groups, alumni groups all over the country to find ways on their own to celebrate.
Thanks for being here. The committee wants you to know that you can email them with any ideas or suggestions at 150years@howard.edu. That's 150years@howard.edu. My guests today have been the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee, the Dean of the Howard University School of Law, Daniel Holly Walker, and advisor on strategic initiatives in the Office of the President, Mr. Calvin Hadley. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.